Okay. In the Democratic primary, we had 27% of the primary voters were voting, were in favor of Anthony Brown, 11% for Douglas Gansler, and 8% for Heather Mazur. But what really surprised us, as you, was that well over 50%, 54%, were currently undecided. And it was even worse, if you will, in the Republican primary, where almost 69% of the voters who were questioned were unsure or undecided about how they would vote in the primary, which is coming up early this year in June.
I can ask, were people polled aware that there was even a primary June 24th? I mean, usually in past years, it's September. The federal government asked the state to move it back so that overseas absentee ballots could be distributed. Were people even aware there was a primary June 24th?
I think that maybe a lot of people are not aware. That's what these numbers suggest to me. Although, if you watch television or see things on through your internet, it's clear that Anthony Brown and Doug Gansler and Heather Mazur are really going at it. So, maybe I'm just more aware of some of the political things happening than many of the people who were asked.
And me both are. Do you get the sense it's still anyone's race, given the large number of undecided?
Yes, I do. But I do think that with the Democratic primary, it's probably between Anthony Brown and Doug Gansler. I think Heather Mazur's numbers are low enough that it's going to be a hard thing for her to get into the running. And I think for
Yeah.
the
Go ahead for the
I'm
Republicans.
sorry.
I
I
was going
think
to
for
ask
the
for the Republicans.
Republicans, Larry Hogan at 16% is the leader, and David Craig has about 8%. Ronald George and Charles Lawler are both down below 4%. So they're pretty bad shape right now, I would say.
Over some of the other results, you talked about the 2016 presidential election and the Democratic side. I guess we shouldn't be surprised at these results, but let's go over them and give me your impressions of that.
Okay, on the Democratic side, nearly two-thirds of the people who were asked, and for this we asked both Democrats and Republicans, 62, 60, almost 67% of the people said they thought Hillary Clinton was the Democrat that had the best chance of winning the 2016 presidential election.
General O'Malley only got about 6%.
That's right. That's right. I don't know whether that's a reflection on people's perception of where things have been under Governor O'Malley or where things are going in Maryland, but they don't put him very high in terms of trying to proceed in the 2016 presidential race.
He is not only behind Hillary Clinton, he is behind Elizabeth Warren. He's also behind Vice
Joe.
President Biden.
That's right. And
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo, too.
And Andrew Cuomo, too. Yeah,
Yes.
that's about a 0.5% behind Andrew Cuomo. On the Republican side, it looks like that's a wide open field.
It's pretty wide open. Jeb Bush and Chris Christie are tied with one another within our margin of error, and then Rand Paul behind them considerably, and Mike Huckabee at the bottom of the four we asked about.
There's something you asked about people. Do you think your congressional representative is doing a good job? And it looks like the results are about evenly split.
Yes, they are. And that's somewhat surprising from the perspective of a political scientist and political science classes. It was really 33, 33, and 33%. Yes, the representative's doing a good job. No, he or she isn't. Or no, we're just uncertain. And what we have found in many years of polling people is that even as the public is down on Congress, and you know Congress has had very, very low approval ratings lately, people think that their own representative in Congress is doing a good job and are willing to vote for that person and return that person to Congress. So maybe we're seeing a little bit of change here.
See, in this year, rather than having a congressional election where 90+% of the incumbents are reelected, that might be fewer incumbents get reelected.
Exactly.
One of the issues, and because I spent 90 days covering the General Assembly, you asked about decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana. It looked like Marylanders are split on that issue. If you add up not favor and unsure.
Right. It's about 50-50 in favor and then either not in favor or unsure.
Are there surprises in this poll as you look at the results?
One thing that did surprise me was that gun rights versus gun control had so much support in Maryland for controlling gun ownership, where 44% of the people asked said that that was more important than protecting individuals' right to own guns. I would have thought that in Maryland overall the answers would be different, but maybe I'm spending too much time in Southern Maryland.